8:30 on the clock. The Opens Meeting will convene the Board of Equalization. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall for Wednesday, May 27th, 2015. Gates County Board of Equalization. 8:30. Attendance by observation. Jurgens Hill, Dorn, Lytle. Nope, not Lytle. Byers, Tiemann. Matt will be here as soon as he's shortly after 9, he said. He called me. Stuff.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
I have a motion to approve the agenda as presented and second. Vote. I'll turn Matt's there too yet.
What do you do?
And Gary's.
Denny. Oops.
5-0. The minutes. Need approval. Motion.
I'd move to approve the minutes of the previous equalization meeting, please.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote. By 0.
Sorry.
No, the reason when we do approve the committee ones, you had one time you had for our first committee meeting, we started our first committee meeting at 7:04 or something. Well, you ended it at 7:02. It should have been 8:02.
How did that happen?
I don't know either. So I go, that I was thinking in my head, we have to, when we vote on that, we're going to change
that. Okay.
I mean, Jurgens was keeping the minutes.
Well, I don't know either, but that's what it was in the paper. The committee minutes.
All right,
yeah.
Committee.
And I go, well, we're not going to change. We're not going to vote on that here. Change that correction.
I'll look at that, yes.
You look at it.
I will do that.
Okay.
That change.
Comments from the public. Gus, anything on equalization you'd like to talk about? Or?
Well, I've heard a lot about it, but I'll bypass it.
Well, then you're just as good an expert as the rest of us are. Okay, comments from the approve or disapprove Daryl Standard as appraisal consultant for property valuation protest. Need a motion?
I would move to approve Daryl Standard as appraiser consultant for property valuation protest.
Second.
Motion by Byer, seconded by Hill. Discussion, Patty?
Not anything really. Yeah. He's going to probably be busy in lots of counties this year, so. Yeah. But
this is more of a formality that we need to do this so that
he specially handles the more unique properties in the commercial more than anything. So my office lots of times looks at the ones that are rentals and things that are, you know, the ones like the houses, and I'll send Dan out to look at conditions and things like that. So I've talked to Dawn about people that are filing protests. You know, she can send them down to the office. We can pull the card and look at it with them. So that's been, you know, pretty workable, so. That's what we'll do as far as my office is concerned. But Daryl takes care of more of the more complicated properties. So,
any more discussion? Eric?
Is he in your office, or I guess who is that? I know I've talked to Daryl. Is he?
He is a contract appraiser that comes 5 days a month. So Dan is a lister, but he's not an appraiser. So
yeah. Daryl keeps an office in the appraiser's office. He has a desk there.
Yeah.
So
he does a lot of counties throughout the state of Nebraska. So.
How busy are you during equalization time?
He goes clear out to Lexington's one of his big counties, and Kearney, and I think Grand Island, and he even goes as far as Scottsbluff and Ogallala.
He's done an excellent job for us, and very sensitive to the people he works with, and very sensitive to our staff. So.
The appraisal started to get more complicated as far as it used to be pretty easy.
It was
not easy to get a license
paper.
Or be certified, but now it's almost at college.
It had listed
so. There's a lot more to the school.
The meeting adjourned at 7:02. We started at 7:03 and you adjourned at 7:02, so it's not there.
Uh-uh.
Okay. I don't know why that then. That was what I read in the boys' paper. They must have made a mistake. So, I go, oh, because on hers it's not. It's right and stuff. So you get your question answered. So, any more on having Daryl as our consultant? Vote. Vote is 5-0. What else, Patty?
End of the week's coming up. I don't have much other than notices will go out on Friday. So, give them the weekend to look at them and hopefully.
What you got going out?
I don't know the exact count. Quite a few.
Better check, make sure we have postage.
On postage.
Yeah, I better.
I'll have Annette call you.
Give us a call.
Yeah, those will be going out, and then protests start in the month of June. They have until June the 30th to file a protest, and the County Board of Equalization has to have them all heard and completed by July 25th. And the 25th falls on a Saturday, so we'll probably end them on the 24th this year, I believe. Isn't that right, Roger?
Yep.
Yep. So. Unless anybody has any other questions, that's kind of where we're going.
Just what I keep reading in the paper a little bit, I know they, Lancaster County's been talking about theirs a little bit and with Norm and everything. So other than that, I, you know, and I just follow that, I guess, so.
Yeah.
And I, you know.
We're putting a cells book together and some mapping to show where the cells are and so forth. So we're using our GIS system this year. That's a new, little bit of a new thing, so we're hoping that'll come out. And you know, people just need to come in and talk or bring maps or whatever on the ag land and see what we can do. But as far as, you know, we just have to look and see if we've got everything classified right. That's about all we can do at this point.
I believe, if I read the article right, again, this was in the Lincoln paper, though, this time, ag land in Lancaster County was only 8% of their valuations, you know. And here in Gage County, before this year, we were in the 70, 71% neighborhood, probably.
Well, they raised them 8%.
No. You thought that's the way that was.
The Tax Equalization Review Commission raised
it 8%, but in that article, and that's
at
what.
72%. They have to be between 69 and 70.
No. Okay, no, wait. Their total valuation in the county, 8% of it was ag land, if I read the article right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which
I know.
We are. Around 70% of our total valuation is ag land.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah. They did raise them 8%.
Yeah, and they raised theirs 8%. Yeah, we raised ours 27% roughly. But, yeah. And you had to be between 69 and 72. But, like I said, if I read the article right or understood it right, the total valuation in Lancaster County, only 8% of it was ag land.
Yeah, that's possible. I haven't read that article, no. But, yeah.
Which, you know, an increase up there would affect you more than, or could, than an increase down here. It could, you know, it depends on your school district and everything
else.
Well,
when I looked at their overall valuation totals, they're higher than me on dry land now, I know. And I haven't got their final set of values after they put the 8% on. But they do have special valuation, too, because all that area coming from the South Lincoln, that was farm ground at one time that now was commercial. You know, that was the county. We were a county that had special valuation at one time, but Lancaster and Douglas especially are special valuation yeah. counties because those tracts of land are being sold different than for agricultural. So that's a you know, factor too. So,
Patty, any idea what surrounding counties have done with their...
Yeah. Basically, we share across county lines, we share our ag land values. And we even borrow sales, which means that we plug in sales from Johnson County and like Jefferson, Pawnee to see where we fit. We have a liaison that comes down. A liaison comes to every county, and that's from the state. And they help us set our, I mean, they guide us in setting our values. You know, we have a starting point, and then we look at what is across county lines, depending on the sales and everything. So
the surrounding counties' ag lands went up that much, too?
Well, not necessarily that much. It depends upon what their sales showed. You know, we have to use the sales that's in our county. So we, I believe, had over 115 ag sales in Area 1. So you do use your own ag sales. This county had some hefty irrigated sales this year. You know, so you do have to use your county sales, but then you also look across county lines to look at what their values look like compared to ours and how they feather out and everything. So, yeah. And then what happens is after we set those values, Ruth Sorensen, who is our tax commissioner or property tax administrator is what she is, what she does is makes a recommendation to Turk about that each county is in the specific level of values that they have to be. And then we get before the Tax Equalization Review Commission, this is a finding and orders for a no-show cause hearing. So So the Gage County did not get called in this year. So, and we haven't been called in for a number of years. I don't know when the last time was for sure. It's been a while.
Yeah,
that's
been.
So basically, you have to get into your level of value in order to be in compliance with all 93 counties in the state. And if not, Turk will call you in for a show cause. So, and that's what Lancaster was called in on their ag land. So,
we've been very good about complying with what the state statutes tell us we need to do and how we need to make our comparisons, and working with Turk to be a friendly county, one that is trying to do the very best. Unfortunately, I think Lancaster County has pretty well taken it upon themselves to do what they want to do and not necessarily do what is appropriate. So they have some problems.
Anything else? We adjourn the Board of Equalization at 8:41.